Here on 783, 17 past 7, Rick. Now, we have two players, we might say. There's one who was a top runner last year, had a bit of a misfortune on the trip back last year, and also a fellow who writes about bikes, and last year rode one of your winning bikes.
From 2002,
from 2000,
yes.
In what was became a quite an entertaining yarn, which you wrote.
Yes.
But also Stephen Tough had a little sidebar in that particular yarn. Gentlemen, very good morning to everyone.
Good morning, Brashy.
Caleb Orrick, Stephen Tough.
Good morning, Brashy. Rick.
Tuffy.
Before we go any further now, we were making light. Unfortunately, it's probably not that light for Mr. Tony Lockett. But Plugger, you were riding with Plugger yesterday?
Yeah, I was. We decided to go and check out the track and just find our feet, so to speak, and cruising along, having a good time, just starting to enjoy ourselves, and the big fella had a moment, and yeah, he came off in a screaming heap.
Can you take any responsibility for what happened?
Now, Brashy.
No, I said, can you take responsibility? And take us through what happened.
Well, mate, as I said, we were just observing the track at a leisurely pace, and I don't really know what happened. I only saw this red bike cartwheeling out of the corner of my right eye, and I did my best to get off the track and get out of the way because I thought if Plugger's coming after it, I could be in real strife. And yeah, by the time I got off the track, turned around, he was standing up and holding his wrist and obviously in a bit of discomfort. So.
Yeah, apart from the discomfort, how was he? I mean, was he pretty peeved?
Extremely disappointed because Fink is a real highlight for him. He loves it. He loves the race. He loves his riding, and he loves to be able to come up here and just do his own thing. Mm. And yeah, he's extremely disappointed that he's missing out.
This would be what, third or fourth Fink for him, wouldn't it?
He's third, I believe.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no. I've heard. Is he gone? He's left town, isn't he? Hasn't he gone to Adelaide?
No, he's still in town. Okay. It was quite a bad injury, which is it'll need a little bit of extra work.
Compound fracture, wasn't it, Tuffy?
Yes, yeah. Richard, thank you.
Goodness, Mr. Rick Hall, now our medical expert as well, advisor.
Well, you ride bikes for so many years, you get good with the terminology.
So that's up. I mean, obviously, is he going to hang around and watch the race instead? Or?
He's dead set keen to be back and watch the race, yeah. But I don't know. He took it extremely well. I was in there watching the nurse removing his wedding ring, and he hadn't had any pain relief. And
everything was looking a bit swollen.
Yeah, it was heading that way, and he didn't even flinch. I tell you what, he's got a good pain threshold.
Well, you don't, kick 1,300-plus goals, I think, in the AFL and not feel a bit of pain at some point. That's a real shame. It's a real shame.
It is a shame, but I'm sure we'll see him at the start-finish line.
Okay. Well, maybe he'll come and give us some special comments, Rick.
Maybe.
He can sit with you in the bleachers. And call it as he sees it.
Out in the wind. I've been kicked out into the wind. And
Rick, you're
living the dream with the rest of the riders.
Who's Rick Hall?
Exactly.
Yeah.